Well, thank you for praying with me today. Let's pray for our country. All right, let's pray for peace in the world. Let's pray for the conversion of our leaders and world leaders. And let's pray that peace will reign. It's something that's so important. The Lord's put that in my heart. I've been praying a lot for peace. Our Lady has come again and again asking us to pray for peace, that this be a time of prayer, and that be one of those important intentions. The other thing I think we should pray for, and I quite often forget, is the souls in purgatory. It should be a daily part of our prayer every day. Let's pray for those who've gone before us, who cannot pray for themselves, who in God's great mercy are in that state of purgation right now, and one day, hopefully, we will be with in paradise. So I want to pray for the Holy Father. He has canceled several appearances. This past Saturday, he canceled one due to a mild flu. He's 87 years old now. You probably remember that he's slowed down a lot. I was surprised I found he was 87. Like, man, I didn't realize he's that old. He's done a lot less international travel since he underwent abdominal surgery last June. He had to repair a hernia that he had. And he canceled a trip to Dubai that was scheduled, I think, in December. His doctors advised him not to travel. He had a bronchial infection. And just recently said he had the flu. So, yeah, 87 is a long life. Pray for him. I know people sometimes are divided over the Holy Father, but pray for him. Pray for God's mercy on him and pray for healing. I think the Vicar of Christ suffers. I look at all these great saints, you know, Faustina, Bernadette of Lourdes, you go through the Fatima series. I can give you St. Padre Pio, you name the saints. Suffering was part of their experience, part of who they were. And I think many of these shepherds, John Paul II wasn't immune to it either. They suffered. I think they suffered for the church. They suffered for those they shepherd. They suffered for the world. So if you're suffering right now, let's pray for your relief, but let's also make it meritorious. If you're going through it, ask God to use it. All right. I'll be praying for the Holy Father. Maggie is with me today, as always. Maggie, good to have you here. Anything
Thank you, Drew.
We want to talk about or pray for?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just got an update from our colleague, Gabby. She had some imaging done last week on a little baby that's in utero. And we had prayed that hopefully they would see the thing that they haven't seen, that they've been looking for. Right. And it sounds like it's there. For some reason, the doctors told them that they're not totally out of the woods yet, but they're really relieved that it sounds like baby is healthy and just fine.
Well, it's good news. I remember that intention coming up last week, and as a pregnant mother yourself, you know, when you hear something like that, it's so easy to get nervous. And prayer changes things. We have so many miracles. You know, I love those stories of like Bishop Sheen or Blessed Paczynski, or those that have had these miraculous resurrections of dead children in the womb, right? So just God allows those experiences. So you as a pregnant mother or a father that's out there right now can take confidence in the fact that God does hear these prayers, and that even though doctors may say one thing or see one thing, God has the final word. He is the final word. I want to pray for a couple intentions that came in. I was reading a few of these over this weekend. This person said, hey, I had not had any heat in my apartment now for 14 days. It was 64 in my apartment this morning. The worker is trying to fix it today, and I think they'll be finished. He says, I hope the cold makes me feel so bad. I only have a small space heater, no other family to help me. Please pray that my heat will be okay. I pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with you almost every day. I'm 76 years old. I live in a low-rent apartment. And Drew, I need help. She signed it. Her name was, and I'll say her name, Adrian. Jesus, I trust in you. And 76 years of age, you shouldn't have to go through this. We're praying for you, and we'll storm heaven for you right now. So I'm glad you pray with me every day, and I've been praying for you personally, so hopefully this gets resolved. We'll ask God for providence. Another intention here. Look, can I trouble you and your inner circle for prayer? That's you and me. It's all of us praying together. That's the inner circle. That's the Divine Mercy family here, right? I would be so indebted to everyone. I left my job last week to take a position that paid a little bit more, but more importantly, I wouldn't be a manager anymore. And I left behind a secure position and friends. It has been an absolute nightmare. It is lonely And the treatment has been so humiliating and degrading in this new job. Drew, please pray that the Lord will open a new door for me. I just want to provide for my family. I'm not looking to climb the ladder, to chase wealth, to gain status. I just want to provide for my family and go home with dignity intact. A friend at work would be nice too. Anyway, I know that the Relevant Radio family has God's ear. So I ask this favor with both humility and gratitude. And I'll keep his name anonymous. But we're going to pray for you right now. I'm going to ask God to really reverse those situations or to remove those obstacles or to give you a new job, to bless your humility and your faithfulness. And let's pray for you right now, wherever you are. You know, let's just lift up these intentions. There's so many more that have come in, but I want to present your needs to the Lord right now. So join me as we turn to our merciful Savior, to our loving Father, and we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call today. We'll go to Roberto, who's praying with us in San Mateo, California. It's the Bay Area. Hi, Roberto.
Yes, hi, Drew.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have a prayer intention, too, actually. One is for my grandmother, who's very sick. She's in the hospital, struggling. She's got liver cirrhosis, and I just... You know, I want the Lord to heal her and make her better.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got through. Let's lift her up. I know she must love you very much. Apparently you do the same for her. So let's ask the Lord to immerse her in his love as well. And Lord, I just pray for anyone who's dealing with cirrhosis, anyone who's dealing with liver problems. Lord, I want to pray for the elderly. I want to pray for those now in the hospital and for all those maladies of the body. So many people carrying so many physical ailments and crosses. And Lord, I just ask you to embrace and to heal. So I turn to your divine physician as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Palatine, Illinois next. Cherie, good afternoon. Or Sherry, good afternoon. I'm sorry.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
I have two prayer requests, please. I'd like to pray for my best friend who's undergoing chemo for the second time. Her cancer came back. And I also would like to pray for myself. I'm awaiting the results of a biopsy that I had on Friday, and I'm just praying that by the Lord's mercy, it will come back benign.
Well, we're going to pray for that right now. You got it. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate your call. Oh, Lord, I give to you cancer. I give to you all who carry this cross, those waiting biopsies, waiting for the blood work, waiting for those PET scans and all the other tests. Lord, I pray for good results for those on chemo, those on radiation treatment, those going through immunotherapy, those who are in the battle with cancer now. Lord, I pray you bring healing. You restore their cells and their blood and just bring them fullness of health. And I pray for many miracles in this area. If for some reason, Lord, it is your will that they carry this cross a little longer, I do pray for special graces. And I pray for the graces of their loved ones who suffer in their own way. So I give you cancer as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before I go back to the phones, I want to go to Maggie. And of course, you can join me anytime online. You know the number, right? It's 888-914-9149. That's your direct line into the prayer forum here. If you can't use the phones, because they do fill up, Maggie is on our formerly Twitter. It's now X. And you can send her a post at Drew Mariani Show. That's at Drew Mariani Show. If you're streaming us right now on YouTube or on Facebook at the Drew Mariani Show or Relevant, send us your intentions there, too. She's got her eyes on that as well. And we'll be more than glad to pray for you. Send me your answer prayers at the email for the show. That's drew@relevantradio.com. And as you get these answered prayers, as those cancer reports come back and the doctors are amazed, or the financial blessing happens, or the cirrhosis disappears, or whatever the intention is, just mark an answered prayer, okay, and send it over to me. I love those because they not only build my faith, I know they build the faith of a lot of other people. Maggie, what's coming in?
Someone with the handle on X named, their handle is Modus Operandi.
That's clever.
wrote to us and said, Drew and Maggie, I got an email yesterday that I didn't get the job.
Oh.
It's been a year and a half of unemployment. How do I pray for God's reveal of his plan for me? I'm feeling like the widow with her last two coins, which I've already given away. What do I do? Please pray for me.
We'll do that. Before you move on, though, because I was in that situation where every door closed for me. You know, and I didn't know where to turn. I did this trifecta of novenas. I've mentioned this many times. I turned to the Mother of God for her intercession. I turned to St. Joseph, who's such a great provider, and to the child Jesus, the infant of Prague, who's known for providence and providing in financial times of need. God could not have planned. I was through a difficult time. It was a period of time where I thought I was going to lose everything. Through that, not only did I grow spiritually, but I grew in trust. And today, in retrospect, I could see the hand of God all over the experience, how his providence came in my difficulty, how he opened new doors, and ultimately he placed me here. And I know God's got something in store for you. He'll never abandon you, never fail you. So just keep praying and keep trusting, and don't doubt for a minute that God's going to open a better door for you. All things work out together for the good for those who trust God.
Totally. Annalisa wrote to us. She said, tomorrow my mom, Hilda, will be having surgery to remove cancer found in her lymph nodes. Ooh. Prayers are so powerful at this hour. There's nothing greater than Jesus to guide the surgeon and his team to remove that cancer. Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
Carla wrote to us. She said, Drew, I've been listening to you for years. I need you and your listeners' help. Please pray for complete healing for my husband of 46 years she says, old Jose Guillermo. He was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in June 2023. She says,
stage 4.
He's got a lot going on. She says the PET scan showed that the stage 4 is in the liver now.
Oh, that's not good. So
she says we need a miracle. She says today we are on the second chemo infusion of the liver treatment. We have two more to go. We need a lot of prayer. Lily wrote to us on YouTube. She says, I pray that the next door businessman that I share a building with will pay his utilities so that my own water and electricity won't be shut off. And Elle on YouTube says, I want to pray prayers of praise and thanksgiving that my husband had a good business trip weekend away from home. Glad that he's back.
Amen. All right. Boy, it seems like cancer is the intention today, doesn't it, Maggie?
Always.
Some of those intentions. I'm going to throw one more into the mix here because this came in over the week, and this is from Dan in Virginia. And he says, could you pray for these intentions? I'm praying for a stronger marriage and family life. What a beautiful prayer. God will certainly hear that. He's praying to bring his wife and him together and their children. He says he needs a financial miracle to help pay for their bills. And he says, I know God only gives us what we need, not what we want. And I'm praying for a job much closer to home with a stronger culture and values. Thank you. I am always praying for you. Dan, thank you. And we are going to pray for you now. And we're going to pray for all these intentions that Maggie just voiced. Let me add to our third decade here, Marion from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, Marion.
Hi. Thank you. I'm asking for a miracle for my friend Pat, who's 87 and has been diagnosed with a tumor in her pancreas. That's cancer, and surgery's out. And I'm just asking God to touch her and heal her and the tumor be gone.
Amen. All right, let's do it.
She has a nice long life.
Amen.
More.
I love it. Mary, let's pray for you too, okay, for all of your intentions. But Lord, I pray against cancer. I pray against this scourge, this wretched disease. And you are greater than cancer. Cancer is not bigger than God. And I just pray in an effort to glorify you, Lord, so people can see the power of this prayer and your great and unfathomable mercy for many miracles of cancer today. For those who are uniting with me, whether they get through, whether we voice their intentions or not, that there be many answered prayers. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Port Washington, Wisconsin. Peter, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my prayer request. I'd like to have prayer said for my wife, Linda, who's hopefully that she gets her blood results back in, you know, good news today. And also for my 9-year-old grandson who lost his father in December, but has been asking a lot of questions about the Catholic faith and he wants to be baptized.
Well, I'll tell you what, Peter, I will pray for him and in particular for your wife when I'm off the air here today. We have a chapel right outside my studio. And for anyone who's praying with me right now, I'm going to bring all of your intentions before the Lord, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, when I wrap up my broadcast in about an hour and a half. So count on some additional prayers. Let's today pray for each other. You hear all these intentions. Let's really ask God today to open the floodgates of healing and grace and conversion and all those intentions that we have. Lord, I give you this grandfather, and I give you all those intentions he voiced. I unite him to all who now are praying with me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole
world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Cold Springs, Minnesota next. Richard, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Richard.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Yes. First, I want to thank God for Relevant Radio and everything that they do, and the listeners and the prayer warriors, and the people come back to the Catholic Church. And basically, what I called for is my nephew's wife committed suicide.
Oh.
On Thursday or Friday, found the Friday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And,
I really am.
And for Maggie and her baby and family.
Oh.
God bless you, Richard.
Richard, I'm sorry for your family's loss.
Yeah.
I really am. We're going to pray right now. All right.
Thank you.
And I want your family to know, when I hear these types of intentions, I believe so much in the mercy of God, right? And you know, the church's teaching on this is very loving, too. You know, I really believe that God in his mercy reaches out to these troubled souls in their final moment, in that last moment. He told St. Faustina, I think if you go to Diary Entry, I think it's 1698, he says, God's mercy sometimes teaches that soul in the very last moment in such a wondrous way, such a mysterious way, that outwardly, you know, it seems like everything's lost. But it's not so. It is not so. The soul is illuminated, St. Faustina says. These are her words, with a ray of God's powerful final grace that it gives that soul the opportunity to turn to God in that last moment with such a power of love that in an instant it can receive all that it needs, you know, to choose God, to be with him. So, you know, take confidence, take comfort in that. If you've lost someone you love by suicide, trust in the mercy of God. And let's pray for them now, too, because God, as I often say, is outside of time. And our prayers can have a profound impact on those final moments. Lord, I give you these horrible stories, sufferings, intentions, crosses that so many people have. I know you bring good out of everything. So with trust and with confidence, with faith, I turn to you. I intercede on behalf of all those united with me. And I beg your mercy as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Champion.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
Venerable Samuel Mazzucchelli.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, it's really hard, I think, sometimes in those moments to trust when the doctor tells you you've got stage 4 cancer. It's in the liver and the lymph nodes. Or when your job seems miserable and there's no way out, or when your neighbor's not paying the bills and your electricity's going to be turned off, you are powerless, right? There's not a whole lot you can do other than trust in God. And the conditions today on the global scene, within our country, and even personally, can be very troubling, and it's very easy to let anxiety and fear overwhelm us, to rob us of our hope, to rob us of our trust. When I come back, I want to address this. I want to talk a little bit about the key to really unleashing the power of that trust, living worry-free, anxiety-free, and seeing the tangible results of that particular exercise. Get into that more when I return.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Join Father Rocky and Bishop Frank DeWayne this Wednesday, February 28 at 7 p.m. Central for a special broadcast of the Family Rosary Across America on the road live at Ave Maria University, our proud sponsor. Video stream on Relevant Radio's app and at relevantradio.com/rosary. That's relevantradio.com/rosary.
Pray more, worry less. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that's a good advice. I like that rejoin. You know, are you doing that? Are you making time for prayer? And how are you holding up? You know, feel free to join me today. We can talk a little bit about it. We live, I think, in a time when it's really easy to be overwhelmed. Right? I mean, we all have our own crosses. Maybe you're worried about your health. Maybe you're pregnant. You're worried about your baby. Maybe you're worried about your relationship. Maybe you're worried about your finances. Maybe you're worried about the kids or the job or how you're going to pay the bills, right? Maybe you're worried about something else. God knows your worries. He does. And then even if everything is great, you're like, hey, things are good. My job's good. My marriage is good. Life is good. And you turn on the news at night, right? And what happens? And then suddenly you get robbed of some of your hope because you hear stories about things like, you know, war and rumors of war and all these other problems that are taking place on the global scene. And it's really easy if you keep your news on too long to find yourself robbed of the hope that we all need. And I don't think any of us is immune. This is one of the great tests of life. I think everybody, without exception, is touched by moments of worry and anxiety. It's human. It is human. You know, it can feel like a shadow that follows you. Sometimes it's faint. Other times it's overwhelming, right? But the headlines, they scream from your screen, from your computer, right? From your TV, of all the problems that are taking place around you. It makes the future seem uncertain. But I want to talk about that today. In just a moment, Gary Zimek, who's been a friend of mine for a while, a great champion of the message of living worry-free, of rising above anxiety and fear. You know, he's been through a great test in his own life. He'll help you today. If you're going through it and you want to join me, maybe you're saying, Drew, I do need some advice or I'm having difficulty here. Give me a call. The number is 888-914-9149. If you've been through this and you found strategies to rise above it, give us a call. The number here is 888-914-9149. I'll open the phones. We'll talk together today. Just to put it in perspective, one final thought on it, because I was reflecting on this a little bit earlier. I was driving in, I was praying my rosary today, and I was thinking, it's just a natural human response, right? But if you allow anxiety, if you allow that fear in your life right now to grip you, it's like a vine, really, that wraps around your neck. It wraps around your heart. It squeezes tighter with each worry. And it can disrupt everything from your sleep to your concentration to your relationships. It could lead you into a spiral of fear. It could keep you from living the life that God wants you. It'll strain not just you, but the people that you love most, because they're going to bear the brunt of your stress. And you might even become withdrawn, maybe irritable. You know, you may think that life's not worth living. That's not from God. All right? You are called to live worry-free. That's what God wants for you. And that's not a suggestion. You're, oh, come on, Drew. No, that is not a suggestion. That is what God demands of us. You are called to live worry-free. You're charged not to worry. So if you are worrying and you're filled with anxiety right now, I'm telling you, stop. Don't do it. Rise above it. Tell the Lord you're not going to do it. You're called to live a life of peace, a life of trust. Scripture gave you a very clear directive. In Matthew 6:34, what's it say? It says, do not worry about tomorrow. Don't. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has its own troubles. Don't worry about tomorrow. You know, your focus has got to be on the present moment. I don't know if I'm going to have tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to have tomorrow. Live in the present moment and trust your life to God's providential care. You know, Padre Pio, who I often quote, he's famed for saying, hey, pray, hope, and don't worry. But he also said, worry's useless. God is merciful. He's going to hear your prayer. So my advice to you today is give up that worry. It's going to distract you from the mission that God has given to you. It's going to cloud your ability to love and to serve and to witness the hope that is within you, right? Break free of those chains. Trust in God. Open your eyes to the blessings that you have in the present moment. Don't look at the negative. Look at the blessings. And I guarantee you, life will change for you. Now, who was it? St. Teresa of Avila who said that, right? She says, let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things pass away. But what? God never changes. And that patience obtains all things. For he who has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. I'm joined today by Gary Zimek. He's written books on this topic. He knows it better than me. He's been through his own struggles. If you are struggling and you want a good read for Lent, you can read the book that he wrote, you know, Stop Worrying and Start Living, or Give Up Worry for Lent, right? You can go to his website, followingthetruth.com, and learn more about him. He also wrote another one, which is kind of fun, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible. From Fear to Faith. I mean, so this is his area. Like I said, he knows it well, and it's good to have him with me today. Gary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Boy, you are on fire, brother. I agree with everything you just said. Man,
well,
you
this
know,
is
it's so clear. It's so clear. The Lord did tell us, do not worry, right?
Well, you and I read from the same book, right? The same Bible.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, it's an exercise. It's like building a spirit. It's like building a muscle. You know, you need to build this spiritual muscle. I made a commitment to God that I am not going to worry. I made kind of a vow. Because it does nothing. It gets you nowhere. They often say it's like a rocking chair. You go back and forth. You don't go anywhere. But give me your take on this. Maybe even share some of your story, because you've been through this. You know what it's like to have to totally trust on God to provide for your family. And that's when it's the toughest, when others rely on you, when things are not going right, to see no way out, to say, Lord, I trust in you.
Amen, brother. I'll tell you, I've been in full-time ministry now for 12 years after spending 30 years securely working in the software industry. And, you know, this has been quite a test. But, Drew, even back years and years ago, I've been an anxious person since maybe the time I was 6 or 7 years old. I'm one of those people who tends to think worst case, who tends to play the what if game. And, you know, several years ago, I really encountered Jesus for the first time, even though I had gone to Mass faithfully for years. I never made the connection that he was real enough to help me with my worrying. And I struggled with it all, Drew. Panic attacks, insomnia, heart palpitations, you name it. I've suffered physical effects from my anxiety. And then in late 2004, I got hit with a mystery ailment. And after concluding that, I'm dying. I'm a pretty lousy Catholic. I better get my life in order. I started doing all the things that I should have done all along. Daily Mass, reading the Bible, prayer, Catholic TV, whatever it was. I just really did what I could to learn about my faith. And along the way, Drew, I encountered Jesus. He became real to me, and he gave me a peace And then he gave me a desire to share him with others. And then it took a little while for that to happen. And eventually, after a job layoff in 2012, I launched into my full-time ministry. And as you know, it's been an uphill battle at times, but the Lord keeps sending me places. He keeps providing doors for me to go in. And, you know, right now I'm in Austin, Texas, St. Albert the Great Parish. I'm in the middle of a three-day Give Up Worry for Lent parish mission. And everywhere I go, and I heard it this weekend at Mass, people are saying, Gary, thank you for coming. We hear you on Relevant Radio. Thank you for coming. We need you. And Drew, as long as I can do this, this is my niche. This is where the Lord wants me to be, to just share the message that we don't have to worry. Yes, we will have fear, but every opportunity for worry is an opportunity to step out in faith.
Amen.
He can give
that.
Us the peace that we're looking for, you know?
Well, Gary, I love it. You know, give our warmest regards to all who are going to come out and see you tonight in Austin. I mean, Austin's such a great city, great food, great music.
Yeah.
I know tonight you're going to be at St. Albert the Great in Austin, you said. Also going to be in Rock Springs, Wyoming from March 3rd through the 5th and March 18th through the 19th in Silvis, Illinois. So I hope people will come out and hear your talk. Where can they get more info on your appearance?
Hey, Drew, the best place is my website, followingthetruth.com. And you know, the main thing, brother, I want people to know I'm walking with them. You know, I'm somebody who goes through this. I'm still an anxious person by nature, and I've learned to turn to Jesus, just like Peter did when he was sinking on the water, and say, save me, Jesus. Lord, save me. And this is what I want to share with people. And Drew, if I could, I know you're familiar with my daily email reflection that I send out.
Yeah, love it.
This is getting a lot of good. I'm just getting such good feedback. People are saying, thank you for helping us. You know, we're all on this journey together, Drew. I came out here. I'm flying home back to the Philly area on Wednesday. There's already a threat of thunderstorms. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, great, here we go. The plane's not going to land. And then heading to Wyoming next week, there's a prediction for snow over the weekend. Yeah. So I have all these opportunities to start to panic. And then I realize, hey, it's out of my hands. Lord, take over, you know? So I go through this. I have these feelings too, but I've learned to let my fear lead me to Jesus.
Yeah, my guest today, Gary Zimmer. Gary, hold the thought. Teresa in Poetry, Texas. I want to grab your call too. She has stage four cancer. She turned to the Lord. We'll hear her story when we come back, and I'd love to hear yours. If you have gone through a difficult time, or maybe you're going through it now, how did releasing the anxiety and the fear, how did putting your trust in God, how did that change perspective? How did it help you get through the Via Dolorosa, that way to the cross? You know, how did it do that? Maybe you're in it right now and you say, I try to trust, but I just can't. I don't sleep. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. I'm even suicidal. If you're in that situation, give us a call too. We'd love to maybe help. The number to get in, we'll take your calls on the other side of this short break. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Love to hear from you. We'll continue our conversation with Gary Zimmick and your calls right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, today we'd like to thank Santi, who's listening in Maine, for donating his 1983 Jaguar XJ6. You can join thousands of other listeners in donating old vehicles, trucks, boats, and RVs by visiting relevantradio.com/car. That's relevantradio.com/car.
That my life is a gift.
Jesus, I trust in you.
That you will teach me to trust you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
That you are my Lord and my God.
Jesus, I trust in you.
That I am your beloved one.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you. In the long, dark night, when the shadows come and conceal the light.
Life as you've never heard it. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
That's such a beautiful litany you just heard. That comes from the Sisters of Life. It's called the Litany of Trust. And it's such a great spiritual exercise during Lent, especially if you're going through a difficult time. I just want you to know Satan's a liar. And he's going to whisper in your ears discouragement and disparagement and false notions, and he's going to exaggerate situations. You know, as far as anxiety, that's a form of fear. And the devil makes you dread your future job or your health or whatever the prognosis is. He wants you to be afraid. What did John Paul II say when he stepped in the Lotry? He said, be not afraid. What did St. Francis de Sales say? He said, fear is a greater evil than evil itself. So I say to you today, be not afraid. And I'm with a man who knows about that. He's written multiple books on giving up worry, rising above it, and to start living your life the way you were intended to live it. He's got a website called Following the Truth, and he's now traveling the nation giving missions. You might want to get your parish signed up for next year. Have him come in and give everyone there a real boost, you know, help them during these troubled times. And Gary, it's good to have you with me. I want to grab some calls, but before we do, because I know how quickly time flies here, your parish missions, if somebody says, yeah, I'd love to have this guy come in and talk to our congregation, mm-hmm. how do they do that, and what will they encounter?
Drew, the best thing to do is you go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, and there's information on how to bring me in to speak. They will hear directly from me, and, you know, typically I do three-day parish missions. I come in and speak at the weekend masses. And really, this idea of give up worry for Lent, that's become my specialty. I do parish missions throughout the year,
yeah.
but in Lent, that's my specialty. People are looking for something good to stuff. Give up, and this is what I do. So, yeah, followingthetruth.com is the best place, and I have openings for next year for Lent, so that would be great.
Great stuff. All right, Teresa, who is in Poetry, Texas. That sounds beautiful. Hi, Teresa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. God bless you.
Thanks.
And Gary, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. So, give up worry for Lent. I just briefly want to say that I had done a task outside, and I ended up in a lot of pain, went through a process, ended up discovering that I had cancer. I was totally blown away. That cancer was lung cancer, and it metastasized to my spine and to my adrenal gland. I knew it was bad because, you know, some of the things the insurance company said, we're not going to pay for, you know, if you're kind of like, if you're that far gone, we're not going to pay for targeted radiation or something. But I didn't ask the doctors. I know some do. I knew what it was. At one point I did say, you know, I was stage four, right? And my doctor turned and just faced me and said, yes, you know, you were. And so I felt for myself. I felt that I needed to not have it specifically stated to me so that I could keep that hope.
Yeah.
But during the process of going through like the surgeries, I had, you know, complete spine surgery. And one of the things I would do, the pain was so severe, I would just kind of meditate on maybe Christ's wounds and lay myself in one of his wounds and just say, if my pain can be the salve for one of his wounds, then it served a purpose. And also thinking that maybe some of my family members, my parents died very young, so my sisters, I'm mm-hmm. the oldest, so I kind of took care of them. So they were also concerned, but also wondering, is there something that they're going to go through down the line that they're going to need to kind of, you know, have strength to make it through? So even my husband, you know, is there something my husband's going to face? He's actually a little bit younger than me, so is there something he's going to go through? So the worry, yes. And my husband gave me a bracelet, and it was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you. And I've worn that ever since. And
oh,
I would paste the sayings on my mirror in the morning. And I really, my brother sent me figurines of St. Peregrine, wow. And I meditated on St. Peregrine and Padre, my beloved Padre Pio. And
so,
I just,
Teresa, how did it turn out? How did it work out?
Well, you know, I've had tumors disappear through prayer. I've had so many miracles.
That's great.
The 6 months later, my first PET scan, they were just like blown away because there wasn't really much activity. And I've now had, this March will be 2 years.
Oh, praise God.
But you know, I had work to do.
Yeah,
I've got a special needs sister-in-law to take care of and a mother-in-law with dementia. And I just keep telling, I'm like, God, well, give me more work. Give me more work, you know.
Well, we'll pray for you, Teresa. Well, as you continue this journey, you're an inspiration to a lot of people, and what a witness to those who've encountered you as they see those tumors shrink and you being a witness for the power of faith and trust in God's mercy. And Gary, you probably encounter a lot of people who see miracles in their life when they begin to put their trust in God, because it's faith that moves mountains, right? And the Lord, he really wants us to trust him.
I do. And boy, Teresa, that was a powerful witness. It really was. Drew, this brings up the point that choosing to trust in God is not a feeling. It's a choice. It's a conscious decision. I choose to trust in you. Those beautiful words underneath the divine mercy image, Jesus, I trust in you. It doesn't say, Jesus, I feel good or I feel that trust. No, I choose to trust in you. And again, every opportunity for worry is an opportunity for trust. And Teresa's doing such a good job with that.
Roland is in Westmont, New Jersey. Hey, Roland.
Hi, how are you, Drew?
I'm well. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I must say, I really feel like a survivor. God has placed on my heart the ability to survive multiple unemployments. I'll just quickly describe for you the last one. In August of 22, I went up to Canada for my niece's wedding. My sister-in-law advised me, oh, you should try cybersecurity. This is really good certification. So I started studying on my own, and I worked with my employer. I was a government contractor at the time, and I had a fantastic review in October. Mm-hmm. By December of 22, I got the announcement that I was being let go. In January, I left the job the day after Martin Luther King. The following day, which was Wednesday, I booked a flight to India with my dad. We were there for 2 weeks. We stayed with my in-laws. We went down to my dad's hometown and made a pilgrimage to the Church of St. Lawrence during the Feast of St. Lawrence. And it was a very moving and spiritual experience. And I had people advising me, you shouldn't go on this trip. You shouldn't go. You should be here looking for a job. I said, no, you know, I'm placing my trust in the Lord's hands. I came back. 2 weeks after getting back, I got a job with a cybersecurity company. I worked for them for another 3 months and then got another phone call that said, I'm sorry, the money's run out. We're going to have to let you go. So I went on unemployment for about 3 months, taught vacation Bible school, was able to use the time studying for the cyber exam. Then I got another job with another government agency. And this is with the company I'm with now. The company actually is specialized in cyber. And I took the exam. I passed it in October.
I only have a minute or two left. Is this like the dream job for you? Are you really happy? Did God work it out for you?
Yes. Yes. I work from home.
I do
what I need to. I keep everyone abreast of what I'm doing and how I'm doing.
Good.
And I could never have asked for better. I visualize it like the Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, where he's crossing the chasm with no visibility. That's how I look every day of life.
I love it, Roland. I'm going to hold you on that point. Gary, all things work out. God's timing is not our timing, and Roland had to wait a little bit, but he also knew that God was going to prevail, and he put prayer into the mix. And I think prayer is such an important part of this. We have to do our own, but we have to work very hard, but we also have to pray. Pray like everything, you know, depends on God, and work like everything depends on us, right? Is that St. Ignatius?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what he wants, Drew. He wants us to place our trust in him. God provides, but his timing is different than ours. As they say, he's never early, he's never late, he's right on time. I struggle with that, but I've seen evidence of it in my life. He does come through.
Maggie, are we close to the clock? Do I have time for another one or no? All right. My apologies, everyone who's on hold. I would love to have gotten you on. Gary, I want to make sure people know how to get a hold of you. It's followingthetruth.com. You are also speaking tonight at St. Albert the Great in Austin, Texas. If you're anywhere nearby, shoot over, say hello, tell them you heard him here. And he'll be in Rock Springs, Wyoming in March. That's the early March, 3 through 5. And March 18th through the 19th, if you are near Silvis, Illinois, come out and be inspired by Gary Zimmick. Check him out, followingthetruth.com. I'll be back. Take a short pause. Don't go anywhere.